Mr. President, I yield to questions and move for adoption at the appropriate time.
That concludes the explanation of this conference committee report. Be questions. Senator Silk for a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Leader. Senator, is there an altitude limit here? For example, if you have a drone and you're flying way, way off the ground, is that prohibited? Or are we just saying you can't go over anybody's private property no matter what? I did not see, because I understand if it's like, you know, you can't drop below 200 feet, 300 feet, whatever it is, but I didn't see any altitude restriction in here. It looks like we're going as high as you can go. Is that correct?
Thank you for the question, Mr. President. Members, this is the area between 0 and 400 feet is called Class G airspace. It's unregulated by the FAA. Senator, the space you're talking about way, way high is already regulated by FAA, and there will also be some more regulations coming out as the FAA deals with these drone issues this summer.
Follow up, Senator Silk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Where is that Class G airspace in the bill? I didn't see it, and I apologize for that.
Thank you for the question. It is not in this bill. You'd have to actually refer to FAA guidelines. When you look at this bill, it's talking about, it does not, it's the only thing we can deal with is that Class G airspace, which is the below 400 feet areas. We cannot deal with the areas above the 400 feet.
Further questions of the author? Senator Allen for a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, with all the exemptions to the entities and individuals in this bill, who does this apply to?
Thank you for the question, Mr. President. This would apply to basically hobby people that would come out of the maybe a metropolitan area where they don't have the ability to have the private land to go over. The purpose of this bill is that they're still able to do this, but it would allow a private landowner to know who's going over their property. Simply ask permission of a farmer and you're able to do it. This would help maybe prevent the possibility of some private landowner seeing a drone flying over their property with a camera on it, not knowing who it is, and maybe may help avoid a confrontation. The way they would address this now would be able to call their local county sheriff or local law enforcement to be able to address it and stop the activity if it was not wanted on that property.
Further questions? Okay. Senator Newhouse, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is the author for sure that private property owners own Class G airspace above their property?
Mr. President, can he repeat the question?
Please repeat the question, Senator Newhouse.
Do property owners own Class G airspace above their property?
Mr. President, I'm not really sure how to answer the ownership of the airspace. I do not believe they would own it, but I do believe it is unregulated airspace.
Further questions? Senator Silk for a follow-up question.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, on enforcement of this, I'm wondering, so if I'm sitting on my porch overlooking a 20-acre track and I can see my fence and I see a drone up there at, say, 350 feet, is it going to be hard for me to tell when a drone, you know, 10-inch drone, is 350 feet up, if it's actually on my property or the other property? And if I do call it in, how is that law enforcement official going to know? Because we made it a misdemeanor and a $500 crime. So just from looking at things up in the sky, how is the law enforcement agency going to know, yes, they were in your property or, you know, over your property, or no, they weren't, when you're talking about being up to 400 feet up in the air? I'm just wondering about a potential issue with somebody calling something in, the law enforcement agency contacting the person who owned the drone, and then there's a dispute. How is that dispute actually going to be proved that you were actually over the airspace?
Thank you for the question, Mr. President. It'd be very similar to a hunter. If a hunter had been on your property, then it's no longer there, and you had called it in, it is going to be difficult to see when they're 350 feet up, are they actually, what side of the fence are they actually on? However, if you call the law enforcement, sheriff shows up, and there's somebody out there with a drone, if they don't have permission from any of the landowners, it makes it pretty easy. But if they say, well, I have permission from landowner A, it probably nothing's going to happen, because it's hard to tell where exactly that fence line is at. This is not a perfect solution. This would be similar to when automobiles came around, new technology. The law has developed over the last 100 years on how we regulate those autos and their use on public and private properties. This is going to be the same thing. This will be brought up again next year. I've had emails from people in metropolitan areas that were concerned that this only deals with agricultural land and does not protect them in their backyards. So that's going to be another issue. We're going to work on this next year and expand this to help protect people in residential areas as well, where that same issue is going to come up. If somebody's in their backyard and they fly a drone up in the air, they can look over into their neighbor's fences. This is going to be a work in progress as far as expanding this to make it where private property rights are recognized. There's not a perfect answer to your question. It's, can you tell which side the fence is on? Same way with a hunter. If a hunter had been on your property, but they're not on there anymore, when you call it in, they may be back on the proper property.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I understand that answer. However, when a hunter is on the ground, so for example, I can put up security cameras or trail cams on the entrance of my property. And if somebody drives a four-wheeler onto my property, trespasses onto my property, I have the image. You can clearly tell they're on my property on the ground. But if there's a drone flying up, even if I take a picture of it, are you concerned that there's no way, even if I took a picture of a drone that I thought was over my property, with that photograph, can we actually tell when it's 350 up if it's actually over my property? Are you concerned with that at all?
Sure, I could be concerned with that, and there's probably not a perfect way to do that. But I said this bill is going to be worked on again next year. We're going to add some things to it. If that is a concern and we can try to find a way to mitigate that possibility of a problem, I'd be more than happy to work on it next year when this thing is brought up again.
Further questions? Oh, Senator Yen for a question.
Thank you, Mr. President. If you saw a drone flying over your agricultural property and you thought it was below 400 feet, passage of this bill, would it allow you to shoot that drone down?
Thank you for the question, Mr. President. It would not.
Follow up? Nope. Further questions? Seeing no further questions, we debate on the CCR. Seeing no debate, Senator Paxton requests unanimous consent that the CCR be adopted. Without objection, that will be the order. Members, House Bill 1326 is now before you on 4-3 and final passage. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the vote will now occur. If you favor the measure, vote aye. Opposed the measure, vote nay. Clerk, open the roll.